Merry Christmas. This is Charlotte Kennedy on the second day of my Dog Days of Advent podcast. Today I decided to tell y'all about my Advent calendar. I've had this thing for 32 years and managed to keep up with all the pieces, which I'm pretty proud of. I bought it from a wonderful little shop that was owned by a friend of my mother's back in the 80s. I'll post pictures of it on Facebook, but just to give you an idea of what it looks like, it's a Velcro Christmas tree on a Christmas scene with children decorating it. The bottom half is green pockets with red numbers and a sprig of holly on each. It's always been a debate at our house whether you put all the ornaments on the tree and then put them in the pockets, or you put them in the pockets and take them out and put them on the tree. I'm a firm believer of putting them all on the tree exactly where I want them and taking them down and putting them in the pockets. And there's a couple of reasons I like to do that. The first is simple. If I do it that way, on the 25th, they're all in the pockets. I just fold it up and put it away. The other reason is I have a very strong sense of order, and that I've put them in the same places on the tree for decades. And I've taken them off in pretty much the same order for the same decades, with Santa and Mrs. Claus and the angel and the Christmas tree and the reindeer and the snowman being the last ones that I take off. And I take like the little red and blue ball, and what else did I take out? The trumpet, and there's a little funny looking present and a sailor and a boat. And then I take those off first because they're my least favorite and I don't want to look at them as long. But this year, that's gone all caterwumple because Gracie has been helping me and my order has just gone out the door. She, I'm sure, has her own plan when she picks which one she's putting in the pockets, but it's very different than mine. And she's already got the snowman and the reindeer and the gingerbread man, and they're all already in the pockets. And today she took the Christmas candle and decided it was actually a sword. So she was running around the house playing swords with everything that would play back with her, mainly the dogs. And so that's the one that went in on the 14th today. I've been pretty proud of myself for rolling with her crazy time choices, but it's really fun to watch her pick the one she wants to put in. So it's all good. And that is all about my Advent calendar. So in the infamous words of Ralphie, Christmas was on its way. Lovely, glorious, beautiful Christmas upon which the entire kid year revolved. Y'all have a good night. Bye.